Reaching the age of 100 is a rare milestone, but not as rare as it used to be.
There was a time when there was only a handful of people who would make it to the age of 100. And recent statistics say that worldwide, there's 300,000 of you. So, wow.
That's Ruth Ann Dobek, the director of the Brookline Council on Aging, at a party last week for more than a dozen of the town's centenarians. WBUR's Carrie Goldberg was there to get a sense of this growing demographic.
It's called the Party of the Century. Not the 21st century, but the full century that the guests of honor have lived since they were born, way back when Babe Ruth was just starting to hit home runs. Brookline has thrown a party like this twice before, inviting centenarians from all of Greater Boston. But now there are so many, Dobek of the Council on Aging says, that this party had to limit itself to just Brookline. And the numbers keep growing.
With the age bracket that we're now celebrating, probably our fourth party of a century, we're going to have to start it at 105 or maybe 110 to be eligible.
The surge in centenarians is the oldest edge of a much broader wave in the state and the nation, the growing population of people over 60. In Massachusetts, that over 60 cohort has grown by 17% in just the last 5 years, and it will soon outnumber the people under 20 for the first time. As more and more baby boomers reach advanced old age, even the over 90 population is expected to skyrocket. Dr. Thomas Pearls, director of the New England Centenarian Study at Boston Medical Center, says by the year 2060, America could have a couple of million boomer centenarians.
I think it actually occurred about 80 or 90 years ago.
Pearls says improvement in public health and medicine mean far fewer people die young or in middle age. And he believes that up to 20% of people have a genetic makeup that will allow them to reach 100 if nothing gets in the way.
There's just a greater proportion of that group that would have died of easily reversible causes of disease, but due to public health measures, didn't do that and have the opportunity to get to these very old ages.
But that has consequences. Ruth Ann Dobek worries that we're not prepared for the demographic wave that's coming.
We keep talking about the demographics, but I don't think people have spent, policymakers or our legislative body has spent enough time on what does that mean? People want to stay at home. They need services. And how are we going to address that?
She says it's nice that the party of the century attracts attention.
But if I'm talking about getting people to the grocery store and the bank and the doctors, it's less of a interest, yet very expensive to run and essential.
But let's not get too negative. The centenarians at the Brookline party certainly didn't. They laughed and ate cake and watermelon. A few even danced a bit. One classic trait of many people who live long lives is a mix of realism and positivity. Anne Stone, who's about to turn 100, was driving until just recently.
That's what I miss a lot. You know, the freedom just getting in and going wherever you want to, when you want to go. But look, I had to do the best for me. It just got too much. I may look younger than I am, but the body isn't there.
The oldest person at the party was 105-year-old Sadie Snyder.
Well, there's always good and there's always bad. But I've had more good, I think, than bad. Well, now I don't find fault with anything. I just have a different view of things. If I hear something bad, I try not to dwell on it.
The centenarians respond graciously to the inevitable questions about how they've lived so long. Snyder, who's a vegetarian, credits food.
Well, I think the main thing is what you put in your mouth.
Carmi Wand quotes Herbert Hoover about the pleasure of lasting longer than your rivals.
And I think of all my other competitors, I outlived the bastards.
And Max Siegel, who's almost 103, cites the joy of song.
How do I do it? I used to love to sing. And when you sing, you never cry.
Some of the centenarians even performed. 103-year-old Eleanor Downs read her memoir about getting her first iPad at the age of 100. Her first act online? She Googled herself, of course. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.